This has been going ongoing now for over a year. Each community in different areas have been dealing with these aquaculture and foreshore licences. What I'm doing here today is I'm looking for a solution. There is a place for aquaculture. There is a place for amenities. There's a place for all of these things. It's the scale of licence and the scale of the acreage that is going under these licences that is really, it's huge.
And it's pitching local communities against each other. You mentioned elected representative as well. They can become incredibly divisive, especially when people only become aware so late on in the process.
Greg, that's exactly it. And this is where I'm coming from, is we need a solution to this. Nobody has done anything wrong here. Only the policy is a very, very weak policy. The department will not sit down, they will not discuss their policy, and what I'm asking is that we have management plans put in place that local communities, aquaculture farmers, whatever developments needed to be done within our foreshore, that is all put pen to paper, and that we have a vision for our coast.
Can the council take the lead on this, though, because it's being knocked between local authority and various departments at a national level? Who can take the ball by the horn, so to speak?
Well, that's the whole point. If we don't do it, it will not be done. And there'll be decisions made in Dublin month after month after month, and we will have more divisions across the county. And it's not an option not to take a lead on this. And I'm very, very happy that the management of the council today have said that they will initiate a management plan for the coast.